The Life Story of St. John Bosco, Part 5, The Orphanage. New fields of endeavor for his boys opened themselves to the saintly priest. Homeless children, many of whom found an undesired home in its squalid prisons, overran Turin. They had to be saved before they fell. Again, a little boy started the project. One stormy night in 1850, as Don Bosco and his mother were still awake and working, a timid knock came at their door. As Mama Margaret opened it, there he stood, tiny and dripping wet, scared, starved, blinking in the light. "Please," he whined, "I'm hungry. Can I come in?" As he devoured a bowl of steaming soup, he told his story. His mother had just died, the farm was taken over by creditors, and he was alone in the world. "He'll stay with us," Don Bosco stated. "But where will he sleep?" Mama Margaret asked. "If necessary, we'll sling a basket from the ceiling for a bed," laughed the priest. The boy laughed too. He was Don Bosco's first orphan.